Mishnah Daf Yud Zayin Amud Beis Hilchos Samar Aleph begins discussing the Machlokes Tanaim regarding the Malach of Lisha on Shabbos. The Mishnah Daf Yud Zayin tells us the following, that Beis Shammai Omrim, that Ein Shorim Diyo V'Samanim V'Karshinim, a person is not allowed to soak inks or dyes or beans, Ela Kedesh Yashur Miba Od Yom, unless this process was already completed on Erev Shabbos. Ubeisilo Matirim, Beisilo says that no, there's nothing wrong with setting up that process, even though that soaking will continue on Shabbos itself. The Shita of Beis Shammai is that Midaraisa, there is an Isser of Shvisas Kelim. The Gemara in Daf Yud Ches Amud Aleph quotes a Braisa that tells us, based on the Pasuk in Shmos Perachav Gimel, Uvachol Asher Amarti Aleichem Tishomeru, Larabos Shvisas Kelim. That is the Shita of Beis Shammai. So even though this process was set in motion already, may erev Shabbos, nonetheless, it is forbidden min ha-Torah. The Gemara in Daf Yud Ches Amud Aleph, in discussing the Shita Beis Shammai, writes the following, that hanach di avid hu b'Shabbos mechayiv chatos, regarding those things that are malacha daraisa, and if you were to do so b'yadayim on Shabbos, you'd be chayiv chatos, gozru b'hu Beis Shammai erev Shabbos im chashecha. Beis Shammai admits that these things are usur, even if the process was already set in motion on Erev Shabbos. Tosfos and the Ritva are bothered by the following, that the Gemara tells us in Daf Yud Ches Amud Aleph, Shvisas Kelim is forbidden midaraisa according to Beis Shammai. And yet the Lashon HaGemara in Daf Yud Ches Amud Aleph is those things that are forbidden min HaTorah, the Chiv Chatos, therefore Gozru. Gozru normally means a Gzer, which is Drabanon. So Tosfos writes in Daf Yud Ches Amud Aleph, Dermaschil Valema, that perhaps one could distinguish. Perhaps sometimes Shvisas Kelim is forbidden midaraisa, other times Shvisas Kelim is only considered to be forbidden Drabanon. If you have a case, for example, Heichid Da'ovid Maisa, in such a case like Rechaim, that the Kli actively is performing a Malacha, in such a case, that perhaps is the Issa Daraisa of Shvisas Kelim. If B'delespe Maisa, for example, the case of Ein Shorim, where simply you have materials that are sitting together, in such an instance, maybe that is only a Gzeira Drabanon. So to also suggest the Chiddush that even within Beis Shammai Shita, the Shvisas Kelim is Asura, sometimes a Din Daraisa, sometimes a Din Drabanon. And the Ritva, and that's Sugina, if you test them out, the Ramascha Maishna, writes the following Chiddush. How can the Gemara use the Lashon of Gzeira and Daf Yutes, when Shvisas Kelim is forbidden Midaraisa, according to the view of Beis Shammai? So that's where the Ritva makes that familiar comment that Gzeira does not only mean a Din Drabanon. Sometimes you can have Ela Isura Ugzeira Daraisa. Of course, Beis Shammai Shita is why is it that Shvisas Kelim is forbidden? The Ritva writes explicitly, Shalyo Lavo Lasos Malacha Ba'atzma. After all, if a person would do this, he's Chayiv Chatos. So therefore, there's an Issa Daraisa of Shvisas Kelim according to Beis Shammai, that Shalyo Yavo Lasos Malacha Ba'atzma. An important Chiddush. Right, this you can add to the list, right, that the piece of Yosef Engel has in Lekach Tov and Simen Ches, examples of a Siyog Daraisa. Here the Ritva writes explicitly that the Isra of Shvisas Kelim, Aliva de Beis Shammai, is an Isra Siyog. That's the context of that Mishnah on Daf Yud Ches. Now, the Gemara continues. Everyone agrees that this is a Malacha Daraisa on Shabbos. If you were to do so be a dayim, of course you're Chayiv Chatos. The machlok is between Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai is simply whether setting the process in motion, is that considered to be forbidden or is that not? Good. So the Gemara says, is that so simple? The concept of Ein Shorim, that should be a malacha daraisa, that you can have the further machlokes regarding Shvisas Kelim. After all, what is being done in that instance? You're simply combining two different ingredients. Is that considered to be a malacha of Lishan level daraisa, or is that not? And that's where the Gemara Daf Yud Ches Amud Aleph cites the Braisa, the Machlokes between Rebbe and Rabbi Yossi bar Rabbi Yehuda. There, the Braisa tells us the following, Echad nosin es ha-kemach ve-echad nosin es ha-mayim. One person places the kemach in a kli, and another person adds water. Rebbe shitiz ha-achron chayiv. That person is chayiv midaraisa for the Malacha of Lishan. All there was nesina samayim. Rebbe is of the opinion that Nesina Samayim is sufficient. The Braisa continues and says that no, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi disagrees and says that's not true. Eino chayiv ad shiyigabel, gibel, kneading is necessary. Simply combining the ingredients, the kemach and the mayim, is insufficient. So therefore, Rabbi Yossi says that this whole assumption of Mishnah follows the sheet of Rabbi. After all, if you hold by the view of Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, there's no lisha daraisa at all, even if you would do so biadayim. So certainly you can't begin to discuss the application of shvisas kelim. So according to Rebbe, that is considered to be the malach of lisha nesina samayim. According to the view of Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda, that certainly is not true. Gibel, in fact, is necessary. So therefore, Rabbi Yossi says that clearly we are assuming as the shita of Rebbe. The Gemara continues and quotes Abayi that says that's not true. Abayi has the following chumrah. If you're dealing with something which certainly is a bar gibel, that the normal way of combining the ingredients would be not only its combination, but to knead, for example, kemach. In such an instance, that certainly is true, that Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda requires gibul. However, if you're talking about dio, or you're talking about samanim or karshinim, delav bar gibul, so then the kuliyama, your chayiv. So therefore, in such an instance where the normal combination simply is to combine the ingredients and that is all, there is no further process of gibel that is required, this is not the machlokes tanaim, but the chuliyama yerchayim. So critical machlokes between Rabbi Yosef and Abayi, whether this Mishnah is only alibah de Rebbe, or whether the Mishnah is alibah de kuliyama. And that machlokes is the following. True, everyone agrees, Rabbi Yosef requires gibel when it comes to kemach and mayim. But how does that apply to other substances that do not require gibul? What exactly is the shita of Abayi within Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda? Very simply, that lisha requires the complete, the thorough combination of those ingredients. That is considered to be the Gemara Malacha. We'll have to later refine as we see further in the sugyas and the Rishonim. So therefore, according to Abayi, Rabbi Yosef says the following. If you're talking about something which is eno bar gibul, so therefore the malacha is nigmara when it's considered to be a tarumos. That is its final stage of completion. So therefore, creating that tarumos is considered to be the malacha daraisa. If, however, you're dealing, for example, with kemach and mayim, right there, right, the meleches lisha is not complete ad shenasa isa, until it is formed into edo. The fact that the ingredients are meuravin zebazeh is considered to be insufficient. So Abayi is of the opinion that according to Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, simply gemar melech is necessary in the sense that a thorough and absolute combination is required, and that obviously depends on whether it is in fact a bar gibul or whether it is not a bar gibul. So therefore, if you're dealing with dios, samanim, karshinim, then the chuliyama yerchayim. Mashen kein, if you're dealing with kemach, then lish is only complete once it is considered to be an isa. Good. There is an important comment that the Magid Mishnah has. The Magid Mishnah is found in the Rambam Periches Halacha Tezayin. This is also found in the Bir Halacha in Simen Shin Chav Dalet. In Sif Aleph and Divra Maskel Ein, that perhaps even Rabbi Yosef agrees that there is an Isser Drabanon in Nesina Samayim. Even though it's clear from the Sugya, Rabbi Yosef says, Eino Chayiv Ad Shiyagabel. That's true. Gemar Lish is necessary. Does that mean that Nesina Samayim is Heter Gomor? Not necessarily. Again, as we mentioned, that Shvizmas Kalim is forbidden when you're dealing with a Malacha Daraisa. So therefore, if all you're dealing with here is Nesina Samayim, so in such a case, that's the Sugyas HaGemara. How will this fit according to Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Yehuda? But that does not mean Rabbi Yosef assumes that it's Mutar L'Chatchila. One could argue that even Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Yehuda agrees that the Tchilas Lisha is also a Surid Rabbanan. That's the Rav Magid Mishnah. But Eino Chayiv Ad Shigabel, and that's the context of the Gemara. How can there be an Isra of Shvisas Kelim if here this is not even a Melacha Daraisa? That will be a very important issue. For after all, when you saw the Sugyas later on Dav Kuf Nun Vav Amar Aleph, the Gemara discusses cases of Shimi, for example, when it comes to Lisha. We'll have to discuss what form of Shinui is necessary. What is the status of Nesina Samayim according to the view of Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda? So just one ha'ara, all you see from this sugya so far is that Nesina Samayim is not enough to be chayiv midaraisa, but the Gemara does not tell us it's mutal chatchila, and indeed that's the comment of Magid Mishnah that even Rabbi Yosef Rabbi will admit that there is an iser drabon. What about according to the view of Rabbi Yosef? Rabbi Yosef says that this Mishnah that tells us Ein Shorin, that Nesina Samayim is the Koveya, this is only according to Rabbi and not according to Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yud at all. Meaning what? That even if you're dealing with the Taruvos, which is Eina Bas Gibul, nonetheless, Nesina Samayim is Mutter Min HaTorah. The most you can argue is Nisa D'Rabbanan. But Nesina Samayim is Mutter Min HaTorah according to Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yud, even if you're dealing with the Taruvos where the Lisha was complete, in the sense is there is no further step or further process that must occur. If you look, for example, in the Rambam, that's clear. The Rambam passes like the view of Rabbi Yosef, explaining the Shita of Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda. The Rambam in Shabbos in Perek Ches Halacha Tezayin, and the Rambam in Perek Chaf Aleph Halacha Lamed Gimel, the Rambam is explicit that one would not be chayim even in such cases. In Ches Tezayin, the Rambam writes that ein gibul be'efer. If you're dealing with ash, or the Rambam writes velo b'chol hagas, or if you're dealing with large particles of sand, or mursin in the Rambam writes, or kol kayotze bahen, there is no malacha alisha. That's the chiddush that the Rambam writes. There's no malacha darais of lisha, even if one would thoroughly combine these ingredients. Why? Because the Rambam passes like the view of Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda is explained by Rabbi Yosef, and that is that gibul is absolutely essential, and if you have that which is lav bar gibul, in such an instance you will not be chayiv min hatorah at all. That's a very great chiddush of the Rambam. The Rambam goes a step further than the Gemara. The sugi that you saw in Daf Yud Ches just says the following. It's clear from the Mishnah in Gemara that one could be chayiv for Sharia alone, for Nesina Samayim. That's the machlokas Rabbi Yosef and Abaye. Can that be according to Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Yehuda? So Abaye says absolutely yes, because that is the Derech Lisha if you're dealing with Dio. And Rabbi Yosef says that's not true. The Rambam goes a step further. Maybe all the Gemara tells us that, according to Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, Nesina Samayim is insufficient. But what happens if a person would thoroughly combine these ingredients? There the Rambam writes, Ein Gibul Be'efer. If you're dealing with something that is Lav Bar Gibul, you'll never be Chayiv, even if one will thoroughly combine. The Gemara doesn't say that. The Gemara just says that Nesina Samayim, is that sufficient when it comes to something which is lav bar gibul? The Abaye says yes, and Rabbi Yosef says that is not true. But you see, according to the Rambam Shita, that even if one would thoroughly combine these ingredients, if you're dealing with Efer, for example, or Chol Hagas, which you cannot envision needing, even a thorough combination would not be the Malach of Lisha on the level of Daraisa. That's a further chiddush that you don't find in the Gemara. In fact, the Chazanish points out, it's found in Simen Nun Vav, in Sivkotan Gimel. The Chazanish writes, Hod the Kosov HaRambam, that B'midei D'Lav Bar Gibel Afim Gibel Potter. If you're dealing with something which is Lav Bar Gibel, you are never Chayiv, even if you thoroughly combine. The Chazanish writes that HaRambam Yachid B'Davar Hazeh. The Rambam is a Das Yachid. All you see from the Gemara is that Nesina Samayim is insufficient. What about when it comes to the thorough combination? Maybe then you would be chayiv according to everyone, even according to Rabbi Yehuda, and even according to Rabbi Yosef's interpretation. In fact, in dealing with Midei Delav Bar Gibul, you have three different possibilities. Number one is the following. That bir halacha that I mentioned, in Shin Chav Dalet Seif Aleph Der Maschel Ein, writes the following chiddush that Rov Rishonim Pasku Ka'abayim. Most Rishonim Pasku like Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. See, the Sefer HaTrumos Pasku like the view of Rabbi. Most Rishonim Pasku like the view of Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. The Bir Halacha goes a step further and assumes that most Rishonim Pasku like Abaye in the Sugya. Abaye is understanding Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda. That's a very great chiddush. That means if you're dealing with midei delav bar gibol, that is more chamur than even kemach, and therefore you're chayiv even with nesinas hamayim alone. That's the psak halacha, the bir halacha. The Chaznish writes, he doesn't think that that's true. That Rov Rishonim do pass like Rav Yosef, Rav Yehuda, but like Rav Yosef, not like Abaye. And that means that we treat something which is lav bar gibol comparable to that which is bar gibol. In other words, Nesinas Hamayim is insufficient, but if they are thoroughly combined and blended in such an instance, then you would be chayiv, even according to Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda. And the most mekel shita, the third shita, is the shita Sarambam, that if you're dealing with lav bar gibolu, that is considered to be not as the Chaznish writes, Rov Rishonim assumed the equivalent of, or not as the Bir Halacha assumes that that is more chamor. Everyone agrees you're chayiv in Nesinas Hamayim, but the Rambam writes that that is kal yoser, there will never be a chiyuv of lisha daraisa, because as thoroughly as you combine those ingredients, it will not result in Isa. And that is considered to be the malach of Lisha Daraisa, according to Rabbi Yosef's understanding of Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. Now, the Eglital raises the following issue. This sugya tells us that according to Rabbi Yerchayev for Nesina Samayim, and Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda says that Eino Chayev Ad Shiigabel, Gibel, kneading is necessary. The Eglital, the malach of Losh Sivkot and Gimel, raises the following suffix. What is the shita of Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, which is the psak halacha according to Rov Rishonim? Are you chayiv for gibel and gibel alone? The malacha of lisha is kneading, or does Rabbi Yosef require nesinas hamayim as well as gibel? What is the shita Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda? Rebbe said you're chayiv for nesinas hamayim. And Rabbi Yosef says, no, it's not merely sufficient to combine these ingredients. You must thoroughly blend. Again, we'll have to discuss how al-pidin that's defined. But it's necessary that they must be thoroughly combined, blended, in order to be chayiv. Are you chayiv for gibel and gibel alone? Or is the shita of Yosef Rabbi Yehuda that nesina samayim together with gibel? That is considered to be the machayiv. One could envision many, many differences, right? To take the example of the machlokas Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, just in different context. What happens if echod nosin es samayim vechod gibel? No, the machlokas tanaim is one person kemach, one person mayim. What happens if one person adds the water to the kemach, and the second individual does the act of gibel? Would then you say the sheni is chayiv? Or do you say, no, that's not true. Neither one is chayiv midaraisa, because neither one performed the malach of lisha, because according to Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Yehuda, lisha requires nesina samayim together with gibel. Or what would happen in a case of nesina samayim be'erev Shabbos and gibel b'Shabbos? Is that the malach of lisha? Or we do assume that's mamish achatzim malacha, because the nesina samayim was done erev Shabbos. Or what happens, for example, if at the time of Nesina Samayim there was no intent to be Megabel? And then Vinimlach. Then a person changed his mindset and then decided to need. Certainly there must be the Meleches Machsheves, the Kavana Samalacha, at the Tchila Samalacha, not just simply in terms of the Sof Hamalacha. So if in fact the Nesina Samayim was done without any intent of Gibel, even if it was done on Shabbos, and subsequently that changed, is that comparable to what you discussed before? Right, the Nakira Shalotzar Chotzav, and Nimlach, and Bahotzi. Or do you argue now that the Malacha itself, right, is Gibel, nothing more, nothing less? Perhaps one could be Medayik, but again, certainly Lav Dafka, when Rav Sarah says, Eino Chayiv Ad Shiigabel, what does Ad Shiigabel mean? Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda does not say that Eino Chayiv Ela HaMegabel, only the one who needs it is Chayiv. The Lashon of Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda is, you are not Chayiv until you. Perhaps until you means, he's assuming, Nesina Samayim, but stage two. Gibel is necessary, but again, right, not necessarily a compelling Dibur. If you look, for example, in the Rambam, one could be Medayik the opposite way, but again, not a compelling Dibur. That Rambam mentioned, Ches Tezayin, The Rambam writes, "Hamegabel esafar." If a person needs dirt creating mud, haresa todas lash. The Rambam does not mention nesina samayim and gibol. The Rambam just writes "Hamegabel esafar." But again, one certainly could be marche that megabel means the kneading process, and the kneading process begins with nesina samayim and continues for the bechisha, for the gibol itself. The Eglei Tal suggests the following rai. Again, but when you see that sugya, the rai is not necessarily fully muchach. We'll have to see. The Gemara and Daf Kufnun Hamad Beis, Kufnun Vav Mar Aleph, discusses cases of Lisha which is done al yedei shinui. The Gemara writes the following. That ein bo chashines ha-shasis b'shabbos. A person is not allowed to mix, to combine shasis. Shasis is a combination of a type of flour, as you'll see from the Gemara, together with oil and water and vinegar. So a person is not allowed to make that combination on Shabbos. But then the Gemara continues, if you haven't yet seen the sugya, take a look very carefully to distinguish between a belila ava and a belila raka. That's the sugya that makes that fundamental distinction. If indeed these are combined, what is the consistency of that substance? Is it a freestanding batter like an isa? Is it a pouring batter like a cake batter? Belila ava, poshav sham the Gemara when it's chayiv midaraisa. Belila raka is only nisa, drabana. So the Gemara suggests that if you're only dealing with a v'lila raka, it's only an iser derabanan. And the Gemara writes, and that will be mutter al yedei shinui. V'hani milihu demishane. So again, port number one, we're not up to this yet. A difference in v'lila av and v'lila raka. Here the Gemara does seem to spell out that shinui will only work if you're dealing with a v'lila raka, not a v'lila av. If you've seen the Gemaras as well, right, the sugya daf kuf mem, kuf nun vav. The Gemara seem to say sometimes shini works even when it comes to lila ava. But this one sugya that I mentioned writes, in order for a shini to work, you can't be dealing with the lila ava, you have to deal with the lila raka. Good? We'll have to discuss. When does shini work when it comes to mlach avlash? Only with dealing with the rabbanon or even for lisha daraisa? I go over what we discussed in the shirim regarding the mlach of Tochen, we discussed Tochen on Shabbos, Tochen on Yantiv. If the Gemara says Bekata de Sakina that Shini works, does that mean you're dealing with an Issa de Rabbanon? Or is it possible sometimes for Shini to work even when it comes to a Malacha Daraisa? Good. But here the Gemara says if you're dealing with a Blida Raka, which is only forbidden mid Rabbanon, so therefore Shini will help. And what is the Shinui? So Rabbi Yosef says the following. B'chol, normally when a person is making the shasis b'chol, nosin es ha-chometz, v'achar kach shasis. B'shabis, nosin es ha-shasis, v'achar kach es ha-chometz. You want to mix the vinegar into the substance. So therefore, the Gemara says, you know what the shinui is? The order. If, for example, on chol, the normal way of doing so is to first to put the chometz and to add the shasis to the vinegar, if you reverse that order, that is considered to be a shinui. So just simply raise the following issue. Here the Gemara writes that shinui is accomplished, that is shinui regarding the nesina samayim. So I'll ask you a simple question. If you assume as Rebbe Shita that the mlach of lisha daraisa is nesina samayim, you understand very well that this should be considered to be a shinui. Maybe you'll argue this is a shinui kal. It's not considered to be a shinui gamur. We discussed when we discussed the issue of kalach hayad. There are different degrees of shinui. But you can understand why this is considered to be a shinui. Because the malacha is the combination of the ingredients, and therefore the order in which you combine, there is something which is kedarko and something which is kalach hayad, ayde shinui. Is this only aliba de Rebbe? That would mean, for example, if you hold like Rav Rishonim, that we don't paskin like Rabbi. We paskin like Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda. So therefore, this shinui should be irrelevant. After all, if the melacha of lisha is defined in terms of gibul, so therefore, why should a shinui in the order of nesina samayim be relevant at all? But again, what is the difficulty? Even the Rishonim, for example, the Rif, the Pasnak Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda, quote, right, this chiddush, that the shinui will work even in such case. So then Glital says, you see from this an important chiddush, that apparently even Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda requires nesina samayim. That is the tchilas lisha. Literally, Eino Chayev Ad Shiyagavel. I agree with you, Rebbe, but one more step is necessary. I do not maintain that the Nesina Smayim is irrelevant. And that is why a Shinui in Nesina Smayim is meaningful, even according to Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. That's an important Chiddush. One could also argue that now you understand that Chiddush of Magid Mishnah, where the Magid Mishnah assumes that even Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda maintains that Nesina Samayim is forbidden to Rabbanan. It's not Mutu L'chadchila. Even that's forbidden to Rabbanan. Why is that true? Again, this is not Muchaf, but if you assume that the Malacha Daraisa is made up of A and B, Nesina Samayim together with Gibul, so one could argue if Mamish, a person will do a Chatzi Malacha, that's Mutu L'chadchila. For Hotzah we require Akira and Anacha. Good? That's from Malacha Daraisa. We discussed that Chiddush of the Meir in the beginning of the Masechta. Why is it doing an Akira and a Shin Rishus without a Hanacha? Why isn't that Chatzi Shir? Why isn't that Isser Daraisa? Why is it only an Isser the Rabbanan? That's what we distinguish. Chatzi Shir, Chatzi Malacha. But a Chatzi Malacha, we certainly have precedent. That's forbidden mid Rabbanan. According to Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda, what is Nesina Samayim? Is that considered to be part of Chepze Shamalacha, part of the Maisa Malacha, part of the Maisa Lisha? Or is that irrelevant? Nesina Samayim is merely Hechatimtsa, nothing more. Without some combination, you're not going to have Gibul. But that's not considered to be part of the Malacha at all. So Eglital suggests that you see, based on that Sugya of Shinui, that this is true. That even Rabbi Yosef Rehuda will admit that Nesina Samayim is the Tchila Salisha. And one perhaps could argue that additional ha'ara, that maybe that's why that there's nisad rabbanon. Why do I argue that that raya of the Gleital is not fully muchach? Because is it really true that a shinui in a sina samayim works? The Gemara says absolutely yes. However, the Gemara is only dealing with a blidaraka. In fact, when you look carefully at that Gemara, you'll see that if you're really dealing with Lisha Daraisa, Shinui does not work regarding Nesina Samayim. The only time such a Shinui works is when it comes to something which is not Lisha Omi Daraisa. So again, that compromises the Raya to an extent. If, for example, the Gemara would tell us that a Shinui in Nesina Samayim works midaraisa, then you have to recognize that midaraisa, that's relevant even according to Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda. If you're only dealing with the Rabbanan, then the Raya, still, it's a very important ha'ara, but it's not muchach. One could argue as follows, on a level of the Rabbanan, right, that certainly is true. Maybe midaraisa nesina samayim, right, is not part of Malach of Lisha whatsoever. But midrabbanan, as the Magid Mishnah said, certainly that's true, that you're going to let a person do stage A, even if technically speaking you'll tell me that that's not part of the Chepze Shamalacha. But yet, in terms of a Shemayavo, right, you're going to combine but don't mix. So midrabbanan, that's Aser. So if you're only dealing with an Iser drabbanan, such as a Blila Raka, so then any type of Shini would work. Ine Shini Kao. Whether it's a shini in terms of Bechisha, or whether it's a shini in terms of Nesina Samayim. But still, that's the Har of Egleital. That the fact that the Gemara thinks that this is a shinui, and this is true even according to Rosh Rabbi Yehuda, does not indicate that that's Bechlal HaMalacha. And therefore, the Chiddush that Nesina Samayim, right, is critical according to everyone. It's just not sufficient according to Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. The Egleital is now bothered by the following. If you look in the Rambam, that same Rambam, Perches Lachetez Zayin, the Rambam writes the following. What is the shear of Lisha? The Rambam writes, Haloshke Grogres Hayim. The shear is considered to be a Grogres. And then the Rambam writes the following. However, Hamagabal is Ha'afar. If a person, right, is combining earth with water, making mud, the Rambam writes that's a tolda of Lisha. And Bekama Shiura, what is the shear? The Rambam writes, Gedelasos pi kur shel tsar feizav. It's a much smaller shear. Not like a grogress, but the shear is pi kur. When the people used to, the tsar feizav, they used to refine, they used to have a very intense heat. That intense heat was contained in a kli, what we call a crucible, right? And there was an opening that they used to put the bellows into in order to fan the fire. So they used to make a clay rim around that opening, a very small clay rim. So the Rambam writes, in the case of Megabel Issa'afar, even if it's much less than a kagrogres, even if it's the amount that has some utility, it can be used to line that small opening, that is the shear. That's the Rambam's finish. This is very relevant to what we discussed earlier in Shiurim. Shiurim has halacha Moshe Mitzinai, and Shirim, as far as what we termed, right, Shir HaMoil, right, using Lashon HaRambam, using Lashon of the Kriya Sefer. Now, here, sometimes if a person needs something, right, even if it's a very small object, it has some utility, and for that you can be Chayim. So the Rambam writes that normally Lisha, the Shir, is a Kagrogres. But if a person is Megabel HaSafra, the Shir is a much smaller one. Where did the Rambam get this from? That the shear of Lishon, Megabel Issa'afar, is Lasos Pikur. So the Rambam borrowed this from the Gemara on Daf Ayin Ches Amud Aleph. But there, the Gemara is not discussing the Melacha of Lishon. The Gemara writes the following, quotes of Raisa, Motzei Shufachim Rishus HaRabim. I take Shufachim. Shufachim means wastewater, water that's poured out. So if I carry it to Rishus HaRabim, what is it shear? So the Gemara says the shear is a revius. So that's the shear of Hotzah. Shear HaMoil. The Gemara says, wait a second, what do you do with this water? Lamai Chazi. So the Gemara says, what do you do with wastewater? You're not going to drink it, you're not going to wash with it, you're not going to give it to your animals. The Gemara answers, no, you can still use this water. L'gabel ben asetit. You can use it for the purpose of Lisha. Right, if you're kneading something, you're making tit, so in such a case, look, you can use foul water also. You don't have to use drinking water. So the Gemara immediately asks, but wait, Vahatanya, what is the shear of tit? Kedei lasos ben pikur. There, the shear is lasos pikur. What is that braisa talking about? Not lisha. The braisa is talking about hotzah. No? We mentioned before, hotzah can have a whole menu of shiurim, depending on the shear ha-moil. So if you're telling me that the significance of wastewater is chazi legabel, but if a person carries even a small amount of tit, a small amount of clay on Shabbos Yisrael, because even the smallest amount of tit is chazi lasos pikur. So if a person is carrying a small amount of clay, he's going to be chayiv. So if the only reason you are chayiv for water is because you can utilize it to make clay, so why is it that the water, the shear, is a revius, and clay, the shear of hotzah, is a smaller one, pikur? So the Gemara answers, wait a second, there's a big difference between the two. The Gemara says, ha de migabal, ha de lo migabal. Are you dealing with a finished product, or are you not? When do we assume that the shear is a very small one? When you're dealing with the finished product. If you're dealing with clay, so therefore the shear of hotzah for clay is a very small one, because even a small amount of clay can be used for something. Lasos pikur. But here you're dealing with wastewater. The wastewater can be utilized for the purpose of gibul. Ein adam tereach legabel tit lasos pikur. A person is not going to engage in lisha in order just to make a pikur. So if you're dealing with the finished product, The finished product is a Dabar Choshu. That's a Shir HaMoel. So if you carry the finished product, of course you're going to be Chayim. But in terms of the water is only significant for Lisha. A person is not going to set out and engage in Lisha just to make a Pikur. So therefore, the Mayim, the Shir, is a Revius. Mashen came the finished product, the Tit, that is the small Shir of Pikur. Good. That's the Gemara. So the Kesef Mishnah, that Rambam, Ches, Tezayin, there is very bothered. The Rambam writes that the shear of Lisha for Afar is Lasos Pikur. The Kesef Mishnah says that's not true. The Gemara says that Ein Adam Toreach Legabel Tid Lasos Pikur. No one is going to set out and engage in Lisha just to make such a tiny thing. That can't be the shear of Lisha. The Gemara just says that that is the shear of Chotzah. And the Gemara says, why, what utility does a small amount of clay have? You can use that for something. But in terms of the Lisha, there shouldn't you require a larger shear. That the Kesef Mishnah quotes is the Kasha of Rabbeinu Moshe HaKohen, the Ramach. Kesef Mishnah leaves this. It's a Tzarech Iyun. Yeah, of course, the Rambam is based on the Gemara, but when you see the punchline of the Sugya, it's a great Chiddush that the Rambam writes what is true of Hotzah is true of Lisha. So then Glital writes, he doesn't think the Rambam is that difficult. When does the Gemara say that the small shear is insufficient? That's only when you're dealing with water, wastewater. Because here, you are carrying out the water, kodem shiigabel. The water alone is before any lisha occurs. So that's when you can say that ein adam toreach, legabel tit lasos pikur. There is no chashivos to that water, because that small amount of water is nothing. What are you going to say? That small amount of water could be used for Lisha? That normally is not used for Lisha. Mayim is not considered to be a shir choshuv because it's Ray Lagavel. But if you're dealing with the tit itself, the Glital writes, is the Raposhut. If you're dealing with the tit itself, that is considered to be a davar chashuv, because the tit is royal lasos pikur. So if you're dealing with water, then of course the shear is revius. If you're dealing with the tit itself, so therefore, it's considered to be a much smaller shear, kapi hakur. And that's why the Rambam assumed that yes, the malach of Lisha can be understood in that fashion. Normally, if you're kneading dough, the shear is a progress. But if a person is kneading dirt to make clay, lasos pikur, that's considered to be a shear choshuv. All the Gemara said is that is not a shear choshuv of mayim. But it is a shear choshuv of tit, because the tit can be used for the purpose of legabel pi hakur. In other words, whenever you determine what the shear in fact is, you look at the particular chetza, the shear of mayim, is not going to be defined in terms of lasos pikur, but the shear of tit will be used lasos pikur, and that's exactly what the Rambam writes. Hamagabel is ha'afar, so therefore the shear is lasos pikur. That's what the Glital writes. Good. But then the Glital goes a step further. The mayim should be a larger shear. That should be a shear, right, of revius. Mayim is not defined in terms of that smaller shear of lasos pikur. The tit, then yes. So now the Glital raises his kasha. The shear of megabel is ha'afar. The Rambam writes the shear is lasos pikur. So Glital says, wait, now reverting back to my earlier issue. If you assume, according to Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Yehuda, that the definition of Lisha is Gibel, Then he says, you understand very well that the shir should be defined in terms of the tit, in terms of the gibel, and therefore that smaller shir is considered to be sufficient. However, Eglital writes, if you assume, no, bedavka, eino chayev ad shir gabel, that according to Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, both stages are necessary, nesina samayim, together with lisha, both are necessary, nesina samayim and gibel, and that's why the Gemara can envision that a shinui in nesina samayim is considered to be kalachar yad. So therefore, like the Tal points out, you have an interesting difficulty now. That the tchilas hamalach is nesinas hamayim. And regarding mayim, it's clear, as the Gemara writes, the amount of mayim pikur is meaningless. That is only a meaningful shir in terms of the gibel. So now the Glital writes his chiddush. Now you have somewhat of a difficulty. If you'll tell me nesina samayim is not part of the malacha, no problem. But if you're going to tell me, as the Glital maintains, based on shinui, that the tchilas hamalacha is in that fashion, so it comes out somewhat ironic, no? That the tchilas hamalacha is done with something where you would argue that's not a shir choshev whatsoever. It only becomes a shir choshev b'sof hamalacha. Is that called the malacha b'kashir, or is that called the malacha which is pachos mikashir? If the nesina samayim is part of the malacha, and as the Gemara says in Daf Ayin Ches, that nesina samayim kedekur is insignificant, because ein adam toreach umagabel tit lasos pikur. So in such a case, isn't that somewhat of a chiddush? That if the tchilas hamalacha is pachos mikashir, but the sof halacha is bikashir, that is called a malacha bikashir. That's the Harav Eglital. Eglital answers that yes, that's true. That if b'sof hamalacha, this is a shir hamoil, that is called the malacha bikashir. Even if that was not determined at all, b'shas tchilas hamalacha. And he quotes the following Kashan Teretz of the Rashma, right, in the Sugyan Daf Tzadi Aleph, the beginning of Hamatzniyah. So the Gemara we had mentioned earlier, the Gemara writes the following. A person, Zora Kazayis Truma. Normally when it comes to Otsa, if you're dealing with Ochel, the Shir again, is a larger Shir of a Kagrogres. A person here throws less than a kagrogres of ochel. But the Gemara has an unusual case. He throws it into a bayis tamei. Good. So let's say you have a house, and the house has a mace within it. There's a tumas ohel, and a person takes a kazayis of truma and tosses it into the house. And the Gemara says further, kagon deika pachos mikabeitza ochel. There is ochlin in the house, but the ochel is pachos mikabeitza, not enough to convey tumah. But you know what? If this ochel will combine with what he throws in, now mashlimo lekazayis. That's the case of the Gemara. No? So a person has a very small amount of ochel that he tosses into the house, but he tosses it into the house in such a way that now it joins other ochel, and now that ochel is bikashir. So the Gemara raises an interesting chakira. If there is tziruf le'inyan tuma, now that we say that that ochel that you threw in is not viewed independently, but that is viewed as being part of the ochel which it ultimately combines, so maybe the Gemara suggests le'inyan Shabbos nami machayiv. Maybe that's considered to be a shir choshev as far as Shabbos. All things being equal, I would say that the shir of ochel is a kagrogres. But here you have a case where what was thought to be pachos mikashir all of a sudden becomes a meaningful shir. Because as a result of that pachos mikashir, the status of that chayfetz changes and now it can transfer to ma. That's the suffix of the Gemara. Interesting chiddush. Do we say that since this is a shir for Kabbalah's Tumah, this is now a shir when it comes to Hotzah as well? After all, if in fact we've always discussed shiurim in terms of shir hamoil, so if you see that this is a shir hamoil as far as Kabbalah's Tumah, maybe you can argue this is Devar Choshev as far as Hotzah is concerned on Shabbos. That's a suffix of the Gemara. Good. So the Rashba asks a very pressing kasha. This is all true b'shas hanacha. No? This is all true b'shas hanacha. But b'shas akira, what are you going to argue? When the person did the akira, and he was zorek, this small amount, ma'at ochel, you have a shear? You don't have a shear. Even if you argue this great chiddush of the Gemara, midahavi shur linyan tumah, havi shur nami the Shabbos, yeah, that's only as far as hanach is concerned. But isn't it pachus mikashir when it comes to the akira? So how in the world could you be chayim? No, the akira was pachus mikashir. So that's the chiddush that Gleital points, this chiddush in the Rashba, that no, that since it is considered to be a davar choshu b'shas hanacha, so therefore, ach achshav, even b'shas akira, chashvin le'kedavar choshev. Akira tzarech hanacha. The person was intending to take up the subject and throw it in order to join with the other ochel. That was his mindset. That was his melechus machsheves. So in such a case, that is considered to be a shir choshev, because libasov, that's what was accomplished by the melacha. Interesting chiddush. Eglital writes that hu hadinami, one could argue that this is true, even if one should assume that the nesina samayim is part of the chefter shamalacha. Still, one could argue that the shear of the malacha will be determined in terms of the gemar lisha. The gemar lisha is the gibel, and that's the chiddush of the Rambam, that is a very small shear of pikur. Even though b'shas nesina samayim, one could have argued that that shear is not yet relevant, because there you weren't dealing with the gibel, the tit, but rather simply with mayim. And as we saw, the shear of mayim is a larger shear, but nonetheless, one has a right to measure based on the shear of the gemar malacha. That is not considered to be a case of chatzi shear. Right, that's the horror of the Gleital, in terms of understanding this possibility. Now, the Gleital writes the following chiddush. What is the definition of the malacha of lisha? The Gleital is found in Sivkot Neches of Osir Gimel. The Gleital learns, the machlokas Rebbe, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda. Rebbe, we're dealing with the case of Nesina Samayim. Rabbi Yosef, it requires Gibel. What is the malacha of lisha according to Rebbe? Right? Harkovas kemach umayim. The combination of ingredients. That combination is accomplished through Nesina Samayim, even though Gibel did not yet occur. And what is the malacha according to Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda? There the Gleital writes, L'chaber kol ha-kemach lios gush echad. There to combine the ingredients to form a single unity, to form a single entity. Combining ingredients, according to Rebbe, harkavas kemach umayim. According to Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, unifying the ingredients. Lios gush echad. Gleital even quotes the following ha'ara from the Sefer HaTrumos. The Sefer HaTrumos is found in Simen Reish Chaf of the Sefer HaTrumos. Sefer HaTrumos deals with the following case, chardal, mustard seed. What happens if a person will thoroughly mix and knead the mustard seed on Erev Shabbos to the point that it is gush echad? Still, the Sefer HaTrumos writes, Osir litin bo mashke b'shabbos. You're not allowed to add water or any fluid into that mustard seed on Shabbos. Why exactly is that true? Eglitah explains the following. The Sefer of Shumas, as we'll see, passes like the view of Rebbe. And according to Rebbe Shita, the malacha of Lisha is harkovas kemach umayim, combining those various ingredients. So if you will take the mustard seed and just using its own natural juice, you will be able to form it into gush echad. That cheftz is not considered to be nilosh. Why? Because the definition of lisha, according to Rebbe, is the combination of ingredients, kemach emayim, and even though that was made into a mess on Erev Shabbos, there was no combination of independent ingredients, and therefore the cheftza was not nilosh me Erev Shabbos. In which case the Sefer Shumas writes that if you will now add mashke to it on Shabbos, that's a malacha daraisa. Ah, you argue, what do you mean it's a malacha daraisa? The chefze was already nilosh, mi ba'od yom? The answer is no. If the definition of lisha is the combination of independent ingredients, that did not occur. And therefore you understand very well why the Sefer Shumas writes, even if something is already a mess on Erev Shabbos, unless it was comprised of multiple ingredients that were already combined, that was not yet the Malach Elisha. And therefore, Chardol Shenilosh Belechus Atzmo, Osalit and Omashka Veshabbos. So according to Rebbe, Eglital writes the definition of Lisha is Harkovas Kemach Umayim. And what is the malacha according to Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda? Here, that no, it means the formation of a single entity. Right? Gush Echad. The formation of a single entity. If you hold that you need both requirements, as we discussed, well, let's talk further about that. That means the combination of multiple ingredients in order to form, right? Gush Echad. So Eglital writes a pretty incredible chiddush. Let's assume the following. Afi on Shabbos. So a person is chayiv if he's ofe b'kishir. So let's assume, for example, right? I bake cookies on Shabbos. Do I require that each cookie has to be a kagrogres? Right, so a person tries to, well, smart the halacha nahu, but every cook will be pachas mikashir. Good? So therefore, right, he bakes, right, a whole tray of cookies, and each cookie is pachas mikashir. That's a fiyah daraisa, with a chiyuv chatos. No, a chiyuv skila, a chiyuv kareis. That's not pachas mikashir. But shir requires that one chayfet has to be kashir. That's true. Certainly not. If a person will cook two different items, that's called afia v'kashir. No, I cooked a kagrogres. I baked a kagrogres. No? There is no halacha that the afia has to be a single chefetz, which is a kagrogres. And that's true when it comes to all malachos. No? When it comes to malach of borer, the shir is kagrogres. We discussed at length the kagrogres of what? Three possibilities. No? But it doesn't have to be a single chefetz. Eglital writes, an unbelievable chiddush, now, sharp. If the definition of the malacha, according to Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, right, is nasa hakol guf or gush echad, then if there's a shira v'kagrogres, Eglital suggests a pretty fascinating chiddush, that means that the lisha has to result in chibur of a kagrogres. If a person will make small cookies, small challahs, he'll be chayiv for afia daraisa. If in total there's a kagrogres, but but he won't be chayiv for lisha daraisim. That's a fascinating chiddush. That will just be pachos mikashir. Because if the definition of the malacha is combination, and the shear of the malacha is gegrogres, it means combining the ingredients to form the chibur. The isa must be a gegrogres. That's a very great chiddush, no? Very questionable, but very great chiddush. When it comes to all the malachas, it's not true. The shear is in terms of the maisa malacha. Did you cook a gegrogres? Were you border a kagrogres? Here, no. If the shear is a kagrogres and the malacha is lechaber es kagrogres biyachad, so therefore the chefza hanilosh must be a kagrogres. That's a very important chiddush. One could certainly question whether that's true. But according again to Rabbi Shita, the way that Gaital explains, according to Rabbi, it's simply the combination of ingredients, harkovas kemachumayim, but not true according to Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. In fact, even within the Gaital, one could argue this would not be true according to Rabbi. According to Rabbi, then one could argue, according to Rabbi Yosef Yehuda Mamish, gush echad, which is a kagrogres. According to Rebbe Shita, which is Harkavas Mayim Kemach, and perhaps one could argue that combination has to be also a Chefza. Or perhaps not necessarily the case. Eglital assumes that simply, right, the combination of ingredients, right, is sufficient according to Rebbe, and that's Nesina Samayim. If you look in other Achronim, they seem to frame this machlokes in a somewhat different way. If you look in the Rugged Shur, the Zapnas Paneach, if you have the two volumes, in the very end of the second volume of Zapnas Paneach, there is something which is called the Ma'adura Tinyanim. There, if you look on Daf Hey Amud Gimel, third column, and on Vav Amud Aleph, right, you have two columns per page, right? Okay, so if you look there in the Tzafnas Paneach, and also in some editions of Tzafnas Paneach, they have Mikhtavim of the Tzafnas Paneach. So if you look in Nun Aleph and in Nun Hey, Tzafnas Paneach writes the following: that everyone agrees that some chibur is necessary, some harkava is necessary, some form of chibur. Tzafnas Paneach uses the following terminology. It's interesting. I don't know whether these were common terms then, or whether this is something that he kind of just adapted. But the Rugged Shur uses the following terminology. He writes that according to Rebbe, all that's necessary is harkava. He writes shuchunis. Shuchunis is like l'noshem a shochein, a neighbor. When you have kemach umayim, so therefore, true, the ingredients are in fact combined. What does that mean? He calls it chibur v'dibu kuri hakemach. It means the individual granules of flour are now combined. But that is what he terms a harkava shuchunis. It means like one neighbor is next to another. That is considered to be sufficient lishan. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda requires much, much more than that. That the Rugged Shur uses a terminology of harkava mazgis. Mazgis means like mezek. It means an inherent combination. That's the terminology that he uses. In English equivalence, I would argue as follows: that there's a difference technically between a composite as opposed to a compound. Now, a compound means that there is an inherent unity. That's not necessarily true of something which is just a composition. No, a composite means something which is made up of various materials, but composite normally does not entail or imply that there's an inherent bonding or a unity. That the Tzafnas Paneach writes, that's the issue. if you add water to Kemach, it's true that now you have a composite, but you don't have that compound, that unity, that is only accomplished through Asiyas Ha'isa. That's the Kiddush. Everyone agrees, Zaptas Pinach writes, that you need a clear chibur. It's not just a combination of ingredients. But the Kiddush, according to Rebbe Sfarad, is the following. The Malach is not just simply joining ingredients, but rather a Yetziras Davar Chadosh. And we discuss this when it comes to the Malachas as well. The Malach of Tochin, for example. The Malacha of Disha we discussed. Perhaps the Malacha is only when you have Yetziras Davar Chadosh, that the Chepetz is processed to the point that now there is a Davar Chadosh that did not exist. For example, if you have something which is Nechal Kmo Shuchai, that's not called Tochein. Or if you just have Mei Peros, that's not considered to be Schita Daraisa, as we saw in that Shuva Schad Megaonim. No, if you'll take right, the Anavim or the Zaysim, and as a result of the Schita, now it's a Davar Chadosh. It's one of the Shiva Mashkim. Now you can speak about Schita. Because the effect of the Malacha was to create a new entity, a new whole that did not exist up until now. Maybe that's the Chiddush of Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. The Malacha of Lisha is combination of ingredients where the combination is so tight that a new compound is created that up until now did not exist. That you will not have as a result of Nisina Samayim. That you'll only have as a result of clear Lisha needing now that you have a Yetziras Davar Chadosh, Isa. That's the Chiddush. The creation of an Isa, that is considered to be the Malacha. One could even argue with this in mind that the reason Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda requires the shear of the kagrogres, let's say, of not really Nesina Samayim, but more than that, it's not necessarily Zegli Tal writes. Now, that the Malach is Chibur. And if the Malach is Chibur, and the shear is the kagrogres, therefore it means a kagrogres which is Mechubar Yachad, and therefore this great Chiddush. That if you have small chalas, that's alisha daraisa. Is that necessarily true? See, that's because Zegli Tal assumes the following, that according to Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, chibur is necessary. No, Balshem Shem one can argue as follows. Maybe everybody agrees some level of chibur is necessary, as Tzav Masneach maintains. Of course, some chibur is necessary. The question simply is the form of chibur, the degree of chibur. According to Rebbe, right? Chibur is sufficient as long as now it is a composite, as long as you will not identify it any longer as being independent objects. According to Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, you require that type of chibur that results in a Yetziras Davar Chadosh. But there's no halacha that Yetziras Davar Chadosh must be the same chefetz. Combining the ingredients so that an Isa is produced, that is the halacha. It makes no difference whether it's one Isa, whether it's 10 different, or whether it's 5 different loaves, whether it's one Isa which is a kagrogres, or many that are. No, here, through the process of combination, that resulted in Yetziras Davar Chadosh, Isa, as opposed to Mayim u'Kemach. So in such a case, that according to Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, that is the definition of the Malacha. Isa is the definition of the Malacha, not merely one of combination. In fact, if you look in the Egli Tal, again, Malach of Lash and Sivkot Nehe, a different piece in Egli Tal, the Egli Tal writes the following. The shear is a kagrogres. How do you measure the kagrogres? The Egli Tal quotes the Minchas Chinuch, the Minchas Chinuch in his discussion of the Malachos HaShabbos, where the Minchas Chinuch assumes, as the Rapashot, that the shear is a kagrogres in the Isa, in the Isa. If the Isa is a kagrogres, then you're considered to be chayim. No, if you assume the definition of the Malacha is creation of the Isa, the shear is in terms of an Isa. The Egli Tal disagrees with this, Minchas Chinuch. Legleital, right, and Sivkot and Hay disagrees. Take a look, the Legleital takes you to the Sugya, Menachas Nafnun Beis, right, with an assessment based on Rashi. What happens to volume when you have Kemach and you add water? Right, does the volume of the Kemach increase? When does it decrease? How much water should you add? How much water can you add? And so on. The Glital assumes that the shear is based on the Kemach. The shear is Kemach. The shear is not, right, based on the Isan. Let's assume, for example, a person can add a lot of water. You know, you can make different types of challahs with different density. So a person will add, right, an excessive amount of water. The Glital assumes, the Raposhut, that that excessive water is not part of the shear of the Kagrogress. The Kagrogress is assessed in terms of the Kemach, not in terms of the Isan. To some extent, one could argue, L'shitase, that if you're going to argue that the Malacha is Yetziras Tavrachadosh, the Malacha is Isa, right, that combination that is not just simply a combination of ingredients, but the creation, right, of a new compound. Then again, one could argue that that other chiddush of Eglital is not correct in terms of that it has to be mamish v'chubar and yachad v'kagrogress. And here, very mistabes, when Chaschinach writes, the shir is the shirisa. If you assume that no, as Eglital says, according to Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, chibur is necessary. Chibur hakemach, right? You have individual grains of flour. And the definition of this malach of Lisha is the processing by which these individual grains come together. They're no longer individual grains. But now, right, they are bound, they are combined. So therefore, the Gittal writes the following Chiddush, that Chibur must be Gush Echad. It means the combination of the particles of flour must be a Kagrogress. And the Gittal writes a fascinating Chiddush, that the shear is the shear of Kemach. Right? Interesting Chiddush. Those are two very different ways. This Ha'ari, in terms of the difference in terms of the Tzofnos Pinach as opposed to Eglital, this is a chiddush that you'll find in that multi-volume Sefer Meital, at the Malach of Lisha. So he writes that this is the chiddush of Eglital, who understands the Malach of Lisha according to Rabbi Yosef in terms of Chibur, but according to the view of Tzofnos Pinach, it means Yitziras Dabar Chadosh, right, and therefore with these possible nafkaminos as well. When we require, according to Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda, gibul is necessary. Nesina samayim, right, certainly is insufficient. Part of the malacha, not part of the malacha, but it's certainly insufficient. Just one ha'ar. The Gemara in Zvachim Daf Sadi Dalad Mabez has an additional case. There the Gemara mentions that zorak pishton lamayim chayiv. If a person takes flax and he throws it into the water, he's chayiv midaraisa. That's a malacha on Shabbos. The Gemara says, what malacha? What did you do? By taking the pishon and throwing it into the water? The Gemara says, no, is lahu rire. Right? The pishon has, right, rire. It has some type of mucus, some natural fluid. And v'ka'avid lisha. Right? And when it's combined with water, all of a sudden that creates the equivalent of an Isa. Sometimes you throw something in water, okay, it'll combine. When it comes to Pishtan, a Chiddush, right, that if you're Zore Pishtan Lamayim, right, that's a form of Lisha. That's comparable to a case of Lisha of an Isa. That's what the Gemara is. So just the following Ha'ara, but the very important. This Gemara is not just according to Rebbe. This Gemara is according to Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda. According to Rabbi, of course, the Malachas Nesina Samayim. But the Gemara is saying, no, since Islahu Rire, Deka'abed Lisha. And therefore, for example, Rov Rishon and Mupas Rebbe's Rabbi Yehuda quote the Sugi in Zvachim Lahalacha. They don't assume this is only Aliba de Rebbe. This is even according to Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda. Which means that according to Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda, this is the equivalent of Lisha. Even this is the equivalent of Chibur. Maybe this is called Yetziras Davar Chadash. However you understand. But there is one Chiddush, and that's the following. That here there was no independent Maisa Lisha. I didn't need the Chayfetz at all. You see, just an important ha'ara, right? And that is that even according to Rashi Rabbi Yehuda, where the malacha is needing lisha, it doesn't mean you need a maisa lisha b'yadayim. It means that if the person will b'yadayim do that which results in whatever lisha requires, right? A composite, a compound, yitziras davar chadash, chibur. That's the malach of Lisha. Even if there's no mice of Lisha, if that could occur simply by taking the chayfetz and putting it into water, then everyone agrees, Nesina samayim is chayiv midaraisa. You don't need a mice gibul, right? You just need, right, a mice adam that results in that form of harkava, however you define the harkava. That's the chiddush that Sugin Zvachim Daf Tzadi Dalet. Even if it's something that occurs purely as a result of Zrik L'Toch HaMayim, and you wouldn't argue Zrik L'Toch HaMayim is a Maisa Gibo. Take a look, we'll continue tomorrow with the Sugin Daf Kufnun Hema Beis, Kufnun Vavim Adalet. Here again, that's where the Gemara makes the distinction between a Blila Avram and Blila Raka, right, the very critical distinction. Right, and then go through that sugya, right, carefully. The sugya and daf kuf mem as well, as far as shinui is concerned. We started with that. What constitutes a shinui when it comes to lisha? The Gemara will mention various forms of shinuyim. The Gemara will have three different types of shinuyim. Now, so just simply take note of which shinui works when. What is your level of daraisa? What's your level of darabanan? Right, take a look in the Chiddushei Ramban as well. Right, the Ramban discusses the various forms of shinui and when each shinui will help. This will be a very important issue la halacha in terms of the type of shinui necessary to allow the malacha of lisha.